I'd like to call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. Ask that you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
All right. I have a replat today. It's Ross Trail between Ross Township. It's replat of lot 200. We're doing a splitting off a property for a communications tower. And the Planning Commission did approve this replat.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
How's the business in the planning department? Slow?
I mean, we had Planning Commission on Tuesday, and we had some commercial development in Fairfield Township. So that was hopefully encouraging to see on the southwest corner of Gilmore and Princeton Road.
It's Menards and...
Yeah, Menards, yep. That's probably right there. But it's been pretty steady. I wouldn't say it's really as active as it was when you were on Planning Commission, but it's definitely pretty steady.
I should have stayed on here then, shouldn't I? This 5-hour meetings are now longer, though.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Yep.
Right, Sue Vance and Bob Leventry, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm here today to present to you a recommendation for the restructuring of the Butler County Department of Environmental Services. You recently challenged us to devise a way to reinvent our department in order to achieve savings for our customers. I'm too close to that thing. And I'm here today to tell you that I think we can do this. I know we can do this. The process by which we've arrived here, however, has been a very difficult and arduous one. We've exhausted all efforts to negotiate with the City of Hamilton to lower our cost of purchased water, and to no avail. We've therefore had some very difficult decisions to make, particularly as they involve potentially employees and jobs. And we take none of that lightly, I can assure you of that. Despite the fact that we've been unable to bring Hamilton to the table to renegotiate our water contract, we would like to recommend that we restructure our department and make other necessary changes, which will allow us to deliver an average water rate decrease of 10% and an average sewer rate decrease of 15% for our customers, effective in 2009. We believe we can then hold constant and then stabilize these rates for a period of 5 years. You have in front of you, I hope, in packets, a 5-year schedule of these proposed average rate changes. There are two main areas where we can realize some fairly large savings, the largest of which has to do with our debt. In essence, we propose to retire early three bonds, a 1998 sewer bond, a 1999 sewer bond, and a 1999 water bond. The ability to do this is limited to the 10-year anniversary of the bond, so this is an opportunity we would not want to miss. By calling these bonds, we can avoid making significant annual debt service payments and can therefore offer initial rate reductions approximating 9% to our sewer customers and 5% to our water customers from this act alone. The next area of savings comes in the area of labor. We are recommending a reduction in force in the Department of Environmental Services, the total of which includes 22.5 employees, split proportionally between bargaining unit and non-bargaining unit employees. Again, you have in front of you a list of the positions I'm recommending be included in this reduction in force. A reduction of this magnitude equates to a little more than 16% of our present workforce, 16% of the union, and 16% of non-union employees. You're probably asking, how can we do this and still provide quality service to our customers? I assure you that we can, but in order to do so, we need to get back to basics. In keeping with this back to basics theme, you, the board, have directed that we change our name back to the Butler County Water and Sewer Department, as was our name prior to 1995. This will reflect the fundamental mission of our business, which is to deliver high-quality drinking water and to collect and treat wastewater for many of the unincorporated areas of the county. In the past 10 years or so, we've tried to take the lead in being environmental stewards and leaders within the local community, even before being green was the popular thing to do. Today, being green is fairly common, and I think that's a great thing. There are many environmental resources available to the public now, and as such, I don't think we have to be out there leading the parade and expecting our customers to bear that cost. We therefore propose to eliminate or significantly scale back our involvement in issues or programs not related to our core functions. Examples of this would include environmental education, public relations, and formal participation in voluntary programs such as the National Biosolids Partnership Environmental Management System Program. Also related to labor savings, investments in technology that we've made as a department are beginning to pay off in a big way. Our radio read meter system was just completed. The last 14,000 transmitters were installed, and we are now at the point where we can lower staff in our meter reading and processing sections. Likewise, GIS is enabling us to be more efficient, as is our work management system, permitting software, and all of the standard operating procedures we've developed that now allow us to perform our work more systematically. Investments in preventive and predictive maintenance are paying off. We spend less time reacting to equipment problems. We can now enjoy the rewards of these investments, and that reward is lower labor costs. I do want to take a minute to mention that the Butler County Solid Waste District, which has been an integral part of the Department of Environmental Services, will not be impacted in any way by this proposed restructuring, or I would not recommend that it be impacted in any way. All of the programs offered by the Solid Waste District, such as appliance collection events, electronic waste recycling programs, and the weekly household hazardous waste programs, are required by the Butler County Solid Waste Management Plan, mandated by the Ohio EPA, and are paid for separately by the Solid Waste District. I want to make it clear that water and sewer monies have never paid for these programs, nor will they in the future. The Butler County Solid Waste District will continue to function as it is and will continue to offer all the residents of Butler County avenues to dispose of recyclables and hard-to-dispose-of items. Next, as you know all too well, new development has been very slow in the county. We therefore do not need the number of engineering and inspection staff we once needed in order to deal with new development. This may change in the future if and when development picks up, but for now, we have more people than we have work for in that area. Additionally, we've evaluated some of the functions we perform and have determined that it may be more economical to have the private sector or other public sector providers perform those functions for us. So we'd like to recommend that we outsource where that makes sense. And last, we would be remiss if we did not look at an opportunity to tighten our belts all the way around. We'd like to ask our workforce to reinvent how we do our jobs. We need to simply do more with less and eliminate non-core service-related work. The labor savings I've just mentioned will account for an initial 4.5% reduction in sewer rates and a 3.5% reduction in water rates. The final area of savings is worth another 1-2% rate reduction on each of the water and sewer bills and includes a variety of unrelated items. First, we expect to see major savings in electric power as a result of our increased ability to purchase water from the city, Greater Cincinnati Water Works. Water coming to us from Greater Cincinnati Water Works does not need to be pumped, as does all of the water we take from the city of Hamilton. By maximizing our purchases from Greater Cincinnati Water Works, coupled with an intense focus on electrical demand management, we can save over $200,000 per year in electric costs. Other cost savings will come from reductions we've already made to line item budgets in the areas of purchase services, materials and supplies, and travel and training. Lastly, due to significant capital improvements we've made over the past 5 years, coupled with the slow growth we just talked about, we are able to slow down the construction of pipelines and new facilities so our capital improvement program can finally level off. So to summarize, there are a number of factors that are occurring concurrently that make it an optimum time for us to reevaluate how we do business and get back to basics. In the end, our mission is to deliver high-quality drinking water and to collect and treat wastewater, and to do that at the lowest cost for our customers. By considering these changes previously described, we will be able to roll back rates on average by 10% to water customers and 15% to sewer customers, making Butler County's rates slightly better than the mean or average value for combined water and sewer rates in Southwest Ohio, as reported by the leading local survey. These rate reductions will result in a combined average monthly water and sewer savings of about $7.32 for a typical household in 2009. In fact, customers will still be paying lower rates in 2013 than they are today. Next, I'd like to go one more step and recommend that we review our water rate structure. I'd like to work with our rate consultant over the next few months and bring back to you some revised scenarios that may simplify and possibly flatten out our inclining block rate structure, otherwise known as our conservation-based water rate structure. I'm not sure what that might look like at this time, but I would like your approval to conduct this analysis as part of a cost of service study for both water and sewer. Basically, that's the end of my recommendations. I do have several of my senior staff members here and our bond underwriter, Andy Brossart, so we're happy to answer any questions you might have now.
Wow. First, let me start by saying this is a lot to look at. You've followed our instructions, I think, very explicitly. And I guess, Sue, and to take this apart and go into it in a little more detail, can you kind of tell us, like, internally, what are some of the things you're proposing to cost savings as far as
absolutely
by individual line items?
Sure. Well, as you know, we've already taken a hard look at our summer help program, and we've chosen to not implement that this year. We're looking at reducing travel and training by 40% across the board in our department. Purchased services and materials and supplies, reducing that by 10%. We've optimized our capital improvement program, which I touched on in my presentation. Our PR program, we had, you know, in the past, we've tried to operate in a very conspicuous manner. I think that's something that we don't have to do. We can scale that way back, so we're proposing to scale back our PR program. We don't have to do all the newsletters. We don't have to do a lot of the things in the community that we do. We partner with a lot of agencies, the water festivals and dam fests and so forth, and we're a partnering agency. We can scale back on that. We've looked at how we use our vehicles, how much gas we're using. Vehicle allowances, gone. Supervisors driving vehicles home, gone. And again, we're looking at the potential of outsourcing some functions if and where it makes sense. So those are some of the specifics that we're looking at internally.
Can I,
go ahead, you sure.
I'd like to talk to you about the city of Hamilton. I know that I think it's been 3 years ago that we had a dinner meeting with the Hamilton City Council along with our sheriff and talking about items of mutual concern about number one, water, and also their using state charges that would eliminate them having to pay housing of prisoners, which is also a concern and continue a concern. As you say that we've exhausted every effort, this is going to be painful not only to us as we reduce rates, which are our first priority to our ratepayers, is to get the lowest rates possible. And we've tried to do that with trying to renegotiate with the city of Hamilton with their Tier A rates. We've tried to say that, hey, we're not going to take the Tier B rate anymore. We're going to go to the city of Cincinnati. Hopefully that would bring them to the table to say, hey, what can we do to get back that business? To date, they haven't done anything other than say that their Tier B rate is going to go up. Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah.
So, you know, it's frustrating, and I've made this mentioned publicly last Friday at a chamber function that if we had some cooperation with the city of Hamilton, this could be a win-win for all of us. The painful cuts of employees wouldn't have to be so deep. We could probably go somewhere else with attrition to get down our workforce. And what we're looking at is with the cuts that you're proposing, it's going to affect the city of Hamilton and their income tax, because I would assume that some of the jobs that you're talking about would be from the administration building also. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So how many do you see from the administration building?
We estimate that about half of the 22 and a half positions would be out of the admin building.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we pass this, I think that, you know, we need to take a number of steps. And one would be one last plea to the city of Hamilton to ask them to come to the table and just a reduction of just a $1 in the Tier A rate, I think, would have a big impact where we could lower rates. We believe that they can do that without having any pain on their part. At least that's our position, isn't that right?
Yes,
that
it is.
How we take a look at things. So I would certainly like to take one more shot at the city of Hamilton. I have talked with the mayor, it's been over a month ago, and told him my concerns. And he was going to get back with me, but, you know, he's pretty busy with other issues. I would certainly like to see that happen with the city of Hamilton because, we're all in this together. The city of Hamilton is a part of Butler County, and I would like to see us buy as much water as possible from Butler County. But my first priority is to the ratepayers of Butler County, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to try to get these lowered. And we've been trying to work towards that for the last 2 or 3 years. I think that's important. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is, and I know Andy's here, and I think that calling the bonds, is that, we need more information about that to make sure that we're doing the right thing with calling the bonds. And can you go into that a little bit more, or Andy?
Andy, you want to address that? I'm not a bond expert, so Andy is.
Good morning. One of the issues we looked at was, given the low rates with your reinvestments right now, and the ability of the calls coming up, excuse me, every 10 years when you sell bonds, you have the ability to call the debt. We have the opportunity in the sewer bonds, the 1998 sewer bonds coming up this December. Also have the ability next year with the 2009 call on the 99 sewer bonds. As well on the 99 water bonds, the call will be coming up next year as well. Those interest rates range anywhere from 4.5 to 5% on that debt. So the way we looked at this was, what is our rate of return on our cash right now? Is it 4.5? Is it 5%? And no, the answer is no on that. I mean, you're looking at a 2.5-3% reinvestment rate on your cash at this present time. Now, that could change. Obviously, if the Fed starts increasing rates, treasuries could go up and they could run up to a significant level that it may make the situation reverse. And at that present time, I think when you get to the point in time we want to call the debt, if that's the decision, that's still something you needed to reflect on and see what is the best move for the county in terms of a cash flow position. So you have that opportunity coming up with three of the debt issues that are currently outstanding.
That window closes at the end of 08 and at the end of 09?
No, actually, it stays open. Yeah, after the 10-year call period comes, you have the ability, and until the bonds are completely paid off, in essence, from that point on. There's a short life on one of them. I think 2013 is the one of the maturities on the sewer side. So, it's a matter of cash on hand. What's being utilized there? Is it being utilized to the best potential? Would it be better if you paid off debt and able to reduce rates? That's the analysis that needs to be conducted, and we've been discussing recently.
So are you in the process of doing that in more detail?
Yes. Andy? Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to, we have, as I mentioned to Tim, our investment, treasury investment consultant, Dennis, I always butcher his name.
Dennis Iacobozzi.
Iacobozzi.
Yeah. United American Capital. He's our investment advisor on our investment committee.
Yeah. When Andy talks about, we can't tell long range, it seems like he has a pretty good crystal ball too. And maybe we'd run these by the scenario by him just to get his opinion.
Well, particularly in the municipal market, because that's what he concentrates in 100% is the municipal or governmental market, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Obviously, as you've stated, I think we should take another run at Hamilton. And actually, right now, they're losing money from the Tier B, since we're going to Cincinnati totally on the Tier B rate. And we're forced to do that. Now, apparently, their answer to that was to raise Tier B rate even more, quite substantially, as I recall, on that notification that we got from Hamilton. So if we could get something, work with them on Tier A, that we could take more water from Hamilton, I see it as a win-win with Hamilton and with Butler County. But as it stands right now, we're limited in our choice. So we had hoped to meet with them. We had packaged a meeting with the jail situation, the scenario where they're charging under the state section, leaving the bill to the county totally, and then the water agreement, trying to reach a better agreement there. No one likes to see the layoffs or the human factor involved here, but it comes down to the rates, and we have to look at it very seriously. So,
I think Sue, if with the employees, and I know that you have meetings scheduled today with them, which I think is very good. You need to let them know what recommendations are, and let them know that, you know, we want to, if we go forward with this plan, and we'd like to hear more about what type of help we can offer the employees for retraining or any type of help that we can give them that doesn't jeopardize what our goal is, we want to do and want to hear about. Do you have any ideas on that?
Absolutely. Just in anticipation of whatever might happen, we have been talking with Workforce One Development. Is that the proper name, Jim? The Employee Assistance Program as well, and we'll be working with you to find out if there are other avenues that we could be pursuing. I mean, obviously, my heart goes out to anybody who is feeling that they're on the bubble right now. It's the most difficult day in our department. It's going to be a rough day, but.
You know, the thing that is striking is that your plan calls for 16% from administration and 16% from the bargaining unit. So it's not like you're just trying to get from one group or another group. I mean, it's the pain is being spread to everyone. But I think that it's important that we do all we can to help them. But I hope they understand that our priority and responsibility is to the ratepayer. And, you know.
I was impressed that it brought our range within the median. Is that my understanding again? Could you reiterate that?
Yes, it does. It brings our combined, if the 10% and 15% reductions are enacted in 2009, it will bring our average water and sewer combined ratepayers bill to just better than the median as measured by the Oakwood survey. The Oakwood survey is it's either 68 or 88, I can never remember, utilities in Southwest Ohio who participate in a survey, an annual rate survey. So that's great news. We've never been near the median, and this puts us just above the median, the average.
I think it's important, Sue, that we stress that the integrity of the system is not being jeopardized at all with these cuts.
That's correct.
Our capital improvements will continue. The system is intact. We're not doing that. I do want to make certain of one thing, and I think both commissioners have touched on that, and that is that these bonds, if we actually go out and call these bonds, this needs to be a real, honest-to-goodness, straight-up, no smoke, no mirrors, and savings, and we need to lock down those options. Commissioner Jolivet's right, and I know Commissioner Furman just heard them both talk, and they're very concerned about having reductions in our employment staff. That's, none of us want to do that. Want to be as fair as we can. We'll make sure that, you know, they're done above board. You know, I mean, they're real and I know you guys have gone to great extents to assure us that, you know, you're doing that. And I also want to make certain that we have no idea who you're talking about. It's going to be eliminated if we eliminate jobs.
We haven't shared.
You haven't shared that with us.
No.
We have no idea. Your direction was to reduce our rates and restructure the department on what actually needs to be done.
That's correct.
So, you know, I feel good about that part of it. I don't feel good about the people that may lose their jobs. But ultimately, it comes down to we still have another option. If Hamilton will open up their Tier A to us and a Tier B, as far as I'm concerned, we'll be buying more water, maybe not quite. Hamilton's not going to get quite the price they want, but they should be able to make up the difference on volume. The more you sell, the more you make, so to speak. I mean, it's always worked in economics 101. It would seem it would work here, but the other thing that you touched on, and I think you didn't really elaborate on it, but it's something that we've been talking about as a commission, and that is this car policy and taking cars home and who gets to have a car and that. When you get that reduced, that reduced writing in that policy, we should share that with us because we want to try and implement that through the rest of our departments.
Sure.
I think it's with gas heading over $4 a gallon, it's real important. We look at not only what we drive, but how we drive them and who drives them and eliminate that stuff. So, and I don't want you to stop here. This is a good beginning, but our goal is to be at the top of the list of the 88 counties for the price of water and sanitary delivered to the household. And I think we can get there. Like you said earlier, I think it's real important to understand one of the reasons our rates are so high is because of the type of the system that we've built. I mean, it's second to none. We have a system, I think, that stacks up in the state of Ohio as number one, and you know, we put those things in place to make that happen, and all these improvements now that you said we're going to benefit from the savings, we couldn't have done that from the beginning, but we're at the point in time now to where technology has advanced, and the system is in place to deliver now to reap those savings that you've been spending the money on previously. So I don't want everybody just to think, well, we could have done it last, you know, 10 years ago. We couldn't have done it 10 years ago, in fact. It was those investments that allow us to reduce the rate today. So, you know, I know we got plenty to talk about, plenty to look at, and communicate with our employees as best you can so everybody understands, you know, what we're trying to do. As a total board, I can tell you that we don't take this lightly. And if it comes to that, we want to make sure that they're, you know, they're treated as fairly and we're as helpful as we can be. So, but I think it's a good start. Thank you.
So Don kind of hit on it. We do take pride in our system. I want to make sure that we don't lose any of our ability to continue the preventive maintenance on the infrastructure that we do now and keeping everything up to snuff with any cuts that we might have to make.
Mr. Furman, I don't believe that any of the proposed reductions would adversely affect our ability to maintain our equipment or any of our infrastructure for that matter.
Just want to, if you don't mind, just to underscore what you talked about the solid waste district, that,
yes,
you know, we're not doing any harm or cuts to the solid waste district, and, you know, we'll still be doing, as you're saying, all the programs offered by solid waste district, the appliance collection, electronic waste recycling programs, and weekly household hazardous waste programs. You know, those are going to continue.
Absolutely.
Because they're not out of the same fund.
Right. We're all under the same umbrella of environmental services. However, they are funded entirely separately. They're their own enterprise fund. They're funded from the solid waste district. So I'm recommending that, you know, all of that continue on as is.
Yep. And finally, I just wanted to say that, you know, I wholeheartedly support, you know, the back to the basics and the name change. I think it's been sometimes confusing to customers who want to get a hold of the Butler County Water Department. They have a water problem. You know, they're looking under Butler County Water, and, you know, and what's environmental services. So I think that's important also. It does say that, you know, back to simplicity of our basic mission, which is providing the best quality water and sewer removal.
You're right. We get calls about air testing and soil testing and that sort of thing. It is confusing because we are water and sewer. So yep. I would agree with you. It's a good thing to call us water and sewer.
Should we, I don't want to leave this to hang indefinitely. Should we not put a time period on this to expect a response and then we have to move forward on the tier? Well,
yeah, I think that, you know, if we're giving Hamilton another opportunity, you know, hopefully they'll get back to us in short order. Tim, if we could direct Tim to give the city manager a call to see if there's any movement there. One last time, maybe in a week.
We'll do both. We'll contact him and also send a memo to the, you know, putting.
What do you think we said we gave let's just pick a target date to implement and say 30 days. Does that seem reasonable? Well, I mean, we'll make a decision in 30 days. Chuck, does that seem reasonable? That Sue, is that 30 days? If we say, look, we're gonna go. We will implement a plan in 30 days.
I think that's very reasonable. Okay. And that gives us time to do the homework that we owe you on the bonds and how to care for employees and so forth.
Our target with that, our target is to, you know, for January 09.
That's correct.
So, you know, let us know, you know, if that 30 days, you know, that moved that back to February 09 or March of 09, you know, with a projected savings. You know,
we'll take a look at that.
Because, you know, if we set a date that's January, we don't want to be coming up short with our projections.
Yep.
So 30 days is okay with you all?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Bob, and all staff.
Yeah, there was a lot of work that went into that, I'm sure, and there's still a lot more to come, but thank
staff
you.
Staff worked hard.
We're heading in the right direction.
Does anyone from the audience have anything at this time for the commissioners? Any questions, comments? Okay. With that, we'll go to communications, please.
Certainly. The commissioners are asked to approve travel and training. The following requests are submitted for your approval. To amend a previous resolution 0802-0230 to replace a previous person's name with Roger Reynolds who are a new auditor to attend the annual GFOA conference in Florida, cost $2,000. Also a request for Roger Reynolds again to attend the CAAO, this is the Ohio Auditors Association Summer Conference, Sandusky, Ohio, $800. Danny Crank, Denise Gall, and Beth Wheeler are requesting to attend the Ohio Recorders Association Summer Conference, Chillicothe, Ohio, for $1,300. Next, we have Sherry Brown from Children's Services that is requesting to attend the Child and Adolescent Evaluation and Treatment course or seminar in Columbus, Ohio, cost $298. Next, from Children's Services, Emily Sabin would like to attend the National Association of Drug Court Professionals 14th Annual Training Conference, St. Louis, Missouri. Next is John Johnson from the Engineer's Office, who wants to attend the American Wreckers Management Association meeting in Las Vegas at a cost of $3,500. Next is Erica Bressler from the Sheriff's Office, that wants to attend a meeting for grant writing boot camp in Chicago, Illinois, at a cost of $1,557. Finally, under travel and training, is request for Jason Owens from the Sheriff's Office to attend the Basic Marine Patrol Training, Columbus, Ohio, $618. As we move on to finance and appropriations, we have two requests, one for the general fund, to transfer dollars to the emergency management for the payout of an employee resignation. The next is in the sewer fund. It would be an additional budget in order to reimburse certain people for some stormwater management improvements to their property. Under the care facility travel and transfers and appropriation, the care facility requests an increase in budget of $26,000 that will enable them to repay the general fund for an advance made to them previously. Under personnel, you're requested to accept and place on file the payroll for Job and Family Services for the period April 26, 2008 to May 9, 2008. They're attached to your resolutions are the changes that are made or reflected in the payroll that we're approving. All these changes have been reconciled to the previous payroll, and all these changes have been previously approved by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next, under personnel, we have a request to continue for 12 weeks a person who will be on unpaid leave to continue medical coverage in accordance with the Family and Medical Leave Act extended to Hall Thompson for that period of time. Next, we have a resignation. This would be the position vacated by Vicki Asher, and it's a resignation from her former position of portfolio manager in a certified development company. Her new position, she's working for the community development grant. Next, under development, we have a request from Westchester Township that they have approved and request the commissioners to approve a name change to a street in Westchester. Current name of Village Gate, which is located in the streets of Westchester, Section 27. We would like to rename that street. Searching for the new name now. Hold on.
Urban Gateway.
I apologize.
Are there any residents on this?
No.
No? Okay.
As we progress to the engineer is requesting you to approve six resolutions today. First would be to advertise for bids for SAMI of various county and township roads and the black mat of various township roads in accordance with Butler County Contract 2008-10. The engineer also requests you to approve them to advertise for bids for paving of various county roads in Madison Township Park in accordance with specifications under Contract 2008-11. The engineer also requests approval to advertise for bids for intersection improvements at Cincinnati-Dayton Road and Westchester Road in accordance with Contract Number 2008-12. The engineer also requests permission to advertise for bids for a roundabout and bikeway improvements at Lakota Drive in accordance with Contract Number 2008-14. The engineer also has puts in front of you the receive and referral of bids open for the Princeton Glendale and Kyle Station Road project, contract number 2008-5. Eight bids were received, with SK Construction at the low bid of $2,692,412, with the high bid from RB Jergens of $3,489,283.
Is that to award the bid, Tim?
No, just that receive is just to receive and refer.
Oh, okay.
You know, refer them for analysis to ensure that the bids are in accordance and identify the low bid and qualify the low bidder.
Thank you.
Next is this would be an award of a contract to Mount Pleasant Blacktopping in amount of $628,261 for improvements at LaSorgeville Westchester Roadway. This project was previously bid and received and referred, and this is the award and contracting of that particular bid. Now, under miscellaneous, we're requesting permission to advertise for bids for landscaping for the new Princeton Road administrative building in accordance with Butler County Contract 0806011. You're requested to receive and refer for analysis the bids received for the installation of voice and data cabling at the new construction of the Princeton Road administrative building in accordance with contract 0805009. One bid was received for the indoor cabling from Net Connect, is the name of the company, in the amount of $46,899. Next, you're asked to receive and refer the bids received on the animal shelter for the site work package in accordance with contract number 0805010. This package is the first package that have gone out for a rebid on the animal shelter. The shell package and the building package will be forthcoming very soon. We open bids for this package and expect dirt to start moving out there probably within 30 days. The bids that we receive appear to be less than our budget estimate. In the bids we receive six bids with the low base bid from a Brochure Contractors at $288,000 and the high bid from Bray Arnsberger Excavating at $648,630.
That's $30,000 less than what the original bid, is that right?
That's correct. Oh,
appreciate that.
That's good news.
And we can we talk to that contractor and ask them to step it up as quickly as possible?
Our due diligence is ongoing, and in fact, we have a subsequent resolution to award to that low bid so we can expedite this process. And then confirm the confirm our due diligence that his bid complies with scope.
Good.
And that he's a contractor that we think can do the job. So that is in processing, coincidentally, with what's going on right now.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of concern, and it's justified with the existing animal shelter, and we need to move this on as quickly as possible. So I appreciate that. I think we all do.
Okay, continuing on, you're asked to award a bid and contract to Spectra Flooring in amount of $201,000. This was a project that was previous bid, and this is the flooring, finished floor covering for the Princeton Road new administrative center that is under construction. You're asked to approve an agreement with PNC Bank to place an ATM at the Butler County Adult Detention Center at 705 Hanover Street. And you're asked to provide miscellaneous reimbursements for radiological nuclear awareness class for $512 and another miscellaneous reimbursement for $700 for train-to-trainer class, both for emergency management. And finally, you're asked to award a bid to the previous discussion we had on the low bid for the site work at the animal shelter to Brochure Contractors in the amount of $288,000.
Tim, I'd like to make a suggestion, colleagues, that we put on our website and also whoever is emailed us, release it to the press, just the update of the animal shelter. You know, as Chuck says, that you know, we've Fido's taking quite a bite out of us, and you know, for my own sake, you know, the I sympathize and realize how frustrating it is for people who are working the animal shelter and having to deal with the conditions out there and how frustrated they are about it's not the progress hasn't moved as fast, and no one is more upset than the three of us that it hasn't moved, I think an update on our website and also to answer some of the letters that were in the paper about the animal shelter, there's just some wrong information there, and I think it's important to state exactly where we are and what our projection is. And, you know, this is good news that we're going out for the site work, and hopefully within the next month we can be awarding the bid or the construction contract to finally get this finished. But it's been a tough road, and I'm very frustrated with our architect, and don't really want to go there today, but it's been a frustrating experience, and one that the public doesn't know about. But needless to say, we're still the people who are in charge of getting it done, and we need to make sure it gets done. But we also need to let the people know exactly what has transpired and where we're going from here.
It's hard to explain bureaucracy, but that is a lot of the problem. So.
Well, I think one important thing on that, and Commissioner Furman touched on it, and Greg, you touched on it, but you know, the easiest thing to have done to build this was just go ahead and approve the plans and spend the money. I mean, we could have been underway, probably under roof and almost done, but the bottom line is it would cost the taxpayers almost $2 million more than they had voted to approve to build it. And I think the old adage is the buck stops here. I mean, if we're, as everyone knows, we're being very cautious and prudent with the budget. We had $3.4 million, I think, to spend on the animal shelter, and we're going to build it for $3.4 million. It's not going to be $5.4 million. And we've lost a lot of design out of the building, but functionally it's good as ever, and it may not have a glass atrium, but it's going to be on budget. So, like Commissioner Furman, you said we were $30,000 under on the site work package a second time around. That's good news, and I know you've been pushing it hard, and I don't think people really understand how hard, you have been behind the scenes pushing this thing, and Greg too. So it's not like this commission is not trying to get it done, but we've got so many dollars to spend, and we'll get it done for that. And then the good news is I think the type of building that we're building now is going to make up a lot of construction time. So at the end of the day, I think we're going to be fine.
You know, when you say that, we've lost some design with going out to rebid, we shouldn't have lost it to begin with. It should have been designed to meet the budget, and it just wasn't.
Right.
Now, whether that, architect, the Humane Society, our fault, there's enough, when you look at what you want to build and what you can afford to build is two different things. And that's what I think caused the problem, is that, we were looking at trying to build something that just wasn't realistic with the amount of money that we had to spend. So, and that's what caused some of the problems. And, hopefully we can get it finished as soon as possible.
And I think they got the message now, so.
I think so. Thank you. Motion to approve the.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We had good representation on the site because we had six or seven.
Last question's good. And again, how many customers do we have?
There was $30,000 less from site work.
get my email, which requires, you know, you got to get last email.
Oh, that's right. The first time that we point out the bid on it.
Yeah, so the list, of the proposed list, the dollar amounts for each of the initiatives.
Okay, and numbers of customers.
And the number of customers. And I mean, the other questions, I'll be calling. Thank you very much.
This is not going to reflect the $3.4 million relative to square feet or anything.
I don't have any drawings as of yet.
Do you guys have a just, basic idea? Because I don't know if we've ever had that in the living smart stories that said it's going to be, it's expected, 20,000 square feet.
Originally, I think it was expected to be 29,000 square feet, but that size may have to be cut down in order to attain the budget.
5 point something million, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, like Greg said, it's important to update people because people have been concerned about it.
Sure.
That you guys are moving forward and that you're doing it at this point cheaper than it was.
Well,
I mean, I think it's important.
Typically, we don't pull a site package out separately.
Sure.
You know, here we are in order to try to expedite it as quickly as we can. So there's an opportunity that we saw that, you know, met the time of year to get it done. We can, you know, we can start the project and get the dirt moving.
Shovels starting hitting the earth by the end of the summer?
I would expect possibly, give me some wiggle room on
sure.
this, you know, possibly within 30 days.
Oh, okay.
The initial reports I've got back is the low bid is a very reputable mm-hmm. contractor.
Sure.
You know, very well respected. So, you know, we're going to immediately contract with him. You know, however long it takes him to mobilize and get out there. And, you know, with dirt moving equipment, it's a matter of just transporting some heavy equipment out there and getting started. So,
and when we talk about site work, we're talking about basic tree clearing, grading, digging the hole, getting it ready for
grading it,
to
and
start.
You're getting the pad ready for the building, and then the then we come in with the foundations in the next phase and the building structure itself.
Okay, great.
Okay,
appreciate it. Next time.
Thank you.